I'm just going to say a few words about that addiction crisis that they mentioned, and then I'm going to introduce Karen Blumen. We have, we all know that we have an addiction crisis right now, not only here in Allegheny County, in Pennsylvania, but all across the United States, and actually across the whole world. This isn't just happening here in the United States, although I think we have a little more of it. You can turn to the next slide there. You know, we focus so much on this opiate crisis, but I just want to remind everyone that more people die from alcohol every day than opiates. Over 2.5 million people die each year in the United States from alcohol and alcohol-related problems. So I don't want us to forget about all those people and forget that we really do have a problem with alcoholism. Okay. And now with the opiate crisis, this quote you probably heard, it's been all over CNN, that Americans represent 5% of the world's population, yet we consume 80% of the world's opiates. So this whole idea, this is from the American Society of Interventional Pain Physicians. And so the pain physicians, they really wanted to be helpful. They wanted to help people not feel so much pain. And so they have been really prescribing with the help of all of the marketing people from the companies who market these drugs. So they have really been pushing consumers to take pain medication. And even if you go and get your teeth pulled, rather than getting 3 or 4 pills to last you through a couple of days, you would get 30 or 60 of these pills. So now we have 2 million Americans dependent on opiates, prescription opiates. And the most tragic stat from all of this is that every 19 minutes, that means in the course of just our conference, over 22 people will die. So someone is dying every 19 minutes from an accidental overdose death. And that's from the Centers for Disease Control. You can do the next one. In Pittsburgh last year, we had 551 drug-related deaths in Pittsburgh. So this is heroin, opiates, and all the other drugs combined. And Pennsylvania is among one of the 10 states with the highest opiate use and overdose rates. And, you know, we think we sometimes have an image of who this opiate user is or who the heroin user is. It's mostly young girls now using heroin, young white women, and most of the people dying are in their around 35, 40 years old. And, you know, I want to just focus on solutions because, you know, Tom talked about the spiritual solution, and I'm just going to repeat what he said because we all know that that's what works the best for addiction. Treatment is good, although only 25% of people who want to access treatment can find it. Many people are falling through the cracks. If you know anybody that wants help for addiction, you can call me, you can call Jay, and we will help them get the help that they need. I'm a family interventionist. I can help family members get their loved one help even though their loved one doesn't want it. And so that's a message I think we need to get out to the churches, is that help is available. We have been helping people falling through the cracks for many, many years, and they do. And sometimes when I call treatment centers and I call for help and I know all the people who in the admissions department, sometimes I have trouble too. So sometimes I think, oh, my God, if I were an addict, I would have given up. If they put me on hold for a half an hour, you know, and I were an addict, I would hang up. I wouldn't still be on hold. Some of the solutions, and I'm just going to mention one, is naloxone. And this is the drug. It's a medication that can reverse the opioid overdoses, and it blocks the opioids. And so physicians have this now. EMS workers have it. Police have it. Fire departments have it. They're putting it in schools. They want this to be everywhere. So I think churches could have this. You could have it in your church. Most people overdose in bathrooms. Starbucks bathrooms have a lot of overdoses. So, you know, if you know a family that has an addict at home, or if you know somebody who's even on prescription medications, encourage them to get naloxone. You don't need a prescription for it. Pennsylvania has a standing order. You can go into CVS pharmacies and you can buy this without a prescription. And it's a really good thing to have on hand if you work with young people, because if you can give somebody this life-saving drug before they die, it can bring them back and reverse the effects. And I'm just going to say a couple words about Suboxone, because we hear that our government is giving out, what was this number, 1.1, 1.2 billion dollars coming out to open Suboxone clinics. And I don't know if everybody knows that Bayer Corporation created heroin to get rid of a opiate problem, correct? So we created heroin to get rid of opiates. Now we've created methadone to take care of heroin. And now we got Suboxone to get rid of prescription drugs. So we're running around this little game of finding a drug to cure a drug addiction. So this is from Suboxone. You can get this on their website. This is from the company themselves. It says, Suboxone contains an opioid that can cause physical dependence. Okay? So that means that this drug that we're giving you for your drug addiction can cause you to be dependent on Suboxone. It also said it's not for occasional or as-needed use. Okay, and the reason why I say that is because most drug addicts that I know who are taking Suboxone, they take it sometimes, and other times they go on the street and they sell it and they trade it for heroin. Okay, the next slide there. And we have the belief that if you're taking Suboxone, you cannot die of an overdose death, and that is wrong. So people cannot have that false hope. An overdose and even death can happen if you take benzos, sedatives, tranquilizers, antidepressants, or alcohol while you're taking your Suboxone. Okay, I don't know any addict who's taking Suboxone who has not also drank and take benzos and other drugs. Okay, the last one, and this is on their site, it says, do not give Suboxone to other people. Addicts would never share their drugs. Okay, even if they have the same symptom you have, it may harm them, and it's against the law. Okay, so addicts trade Suboxone all the time for heroin. We all know that. But this is in the pharmacy's website. Okay, the next one. So what's the best solution? It's a spiritual solution. It's this solution you can find in the 12 steps. And just to quote Dr. Tversky, Abraham Tversky, he always talks about that this is a spiritual malady. And he came up with something called SDS, Spiritual Deficiency Syndrome. And he says that we in the United States, this is what we all suffer from. We're all deficient in our spirituality. And the answer to that is prayer and meditation, which is also part of the 12 steps. So I'm going to end there. If you need any help, you can call us. My email is karenplavin@gmail.com. You probably have gotten emails for the Pastoral Care Conference from me. Our phone number is there. Again, if you need any help, call us. If you want us to come and talk to your church, we'd be happy to do that. We would be able to make presentations on addiction or codependency interventions. And if you are so inclined, you can join CLEAR, which is our drug and alcohol coalition here in Pittsburgh. So thank you.